broadcasting live from the beautiful Brasstown Valley Resort and Spa in Young Harris, Georgia, 2016 Business Writers Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, getting ready to kick off the day at the Business Writers Conference here at the Brasstown Valley Resort and Spa. Stone, how you doing?
I am doing well. What a fantastic place. It was nice to kind of arrive just in time for a cocktail and shrimp and grit. So the whole event kicked off so wonderfully for me.
That's right. Last night when we got here.
And then right out of the box, our very first conversation this morning, this is going to be a fantastic conversation. We have a lady by the name of Haleli Azulai. How did I do? That's pretty good for first thing in the morning.
Awesome. Huh? Awesome. You get an A.
So tell us a little bit about your work and what you're out there doing for folks.
Great. I work with leaders to help them be the kind of leaders people actually want to follow. Because we've all met the kind that drive people away from organizations. So I try to help stop that flow. And my company is Talent Grow. That is a company that I launched over 10 years ago. And my work is centered around coming into organizations, helping them create a leadership development strategy, and also helping to actually provide leaders with skills by speaking and doing workshops.
Now, isn't it the case where a person who has the self-awareness to hire you is probably in a pretty good spot right there? It's the ones that don't have the self-awareness that need the most help?
It's true. And a lot of times I am brought in by the self-aware person to help the less self-aware
people.
Yeah, so they find me in the end, but they don't usually know that they're looking.
Right. So how does the engagement work when you come in there, when the board or somebody engages with you that the leader didn't call you?
So my work comes in a lot of different ways, and that flow can be all kinds of indirect paths to that, mm-hmm. to that work. But ideally, a company that I work with is growing so fast that they recognize that the business model they used to have for how they develop leaders, well, usually they don't really develop leaders, they just pop people into spots and tell them
for the best.
Yes, and tell them, okay, you're leading these people now. And those people are usually technically excellent,
right,
and don't really have any leadership skills, never thought about it once, and maybe they came with some past experience and maybe they're just naturally born leaders, but most leaders are not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good because you can develop those skills. But a lot of the times the companies are growing so fast, they don't really have a good method for developing those skills. They don't really slow down to do anything mindful about it. And then they start seeing the problems that result from that. So once they recognize that there is a problem, and it's usually an outflow of people, right? Like good people leave managers.
So that's the first kind of symptom is
yeah.
that, hey, where's Bob? Bob is awesome.
Yeah.
Bob's not here anymore.
Yeah. You lose great people because great people want to feel developed. They want to feel supported. They want to feel motivated.
Right.
And bad leaders don't help. So once a company recognizes that that's going on, ideally, then they'll find me. And they'll usually find me because I have a book, I have a blog, I have a podcast, I have word of mouth referrals from other work that I've done. And so what they do is they say, can you help us figure this out? That's ideal.
Mm-hmm. And then, so what's your first step of figuring it out?
Trying to assess where they are.
So get kind of the lay of the land.
Yeah.
And then you talk to, I guess, the people involved, the leadership level right now.
Yes, exactly. And I also talk to people that are not in leadership to understand better about what are the strengths and what are the challenges that the organization is facing.
And does that trickle down to, like, you go to their clients and you go to the employees, you're going to get a kind of a 360 view of what you're getting yourself into
here. Yeah. And a lot of times just spending some time with employees and with current leaders and understanding from them.
So what is your backstory? Have you always been in this arena?
I have been in workplace learning and workplace communication and leadership for over 20 years. But when I started, I didn't focus on leadership.
Uh-huh.
I was always interested in what makes people tick. I was always interested in how do we communicate in a more or less effective way and how can I help people communicate more effectively at work. But once I started progressing in my career, I recognized that little manager problem I experienced.
You saw that, did you?
You have scar tissue.
Yes. And the more that I saw the problem, the more I understood that there are some things I can do to help that. You know, mm-hmm. that it often comes back to how do you treat people? How do you communicate with people? How do you provide vision and clarity? And how do you motivate and how do you not unmotivate or demotivate people? So I became more focused on that in, I guess, the latter half of my career.
Now, what's your reason for coming to the Business Writers Conference?
Once I understood that there's a way for me to communicate my message more broadly, and I tried to create an opportunity to share that through a book, I developed my book publishing opportunity in a very maybe less than popular or less than obvious way through high-touch reverse engineering a book deal. Mm-hmm. And so most people try to write a manuscript and then shop it around to publishers.
Right.
And I found early in my business that networking is the way to build my business. And I actually use networking to publish a book. And here, most people are talking about the first version of how you publish a book.
Right.
And I just wanted to share with people one other way.
A different way of attacking it.
It may not work for everyone, but a lot of times people aren't even thinking about it. It's not even on their radar. And so my hope is not only to open their eyes to this option, because it's happened to me and it's happened to others, mm-hmm. but also give them some tools to get them started thinking about how might they leverage my lessons and my insights for their network and their book.
So you have a keynote. Is that today or tomorrow?
Yes, today, this morning. Today.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You came and visited with us first.
Yes. And so I have my priorities straight.
Absolutely. You'll be talking about some of those key disciplines and lessons learned and things to look out for and things that worked well for you. Tell us a little bit about your book.
My book is called Employee Development on a Show. Actually, I have two books.
Oh, you have two. Okay.
But my first book, the one I'm going to talk about today, is called Employee Development on a Shoestring. And it was published by my professional association's publishing press, ATD. And this book is to help leaders and managers figure out ways to develop employees outside the classroom. This is where my husband said, "You're going to write a book that puts you out of business. Please help me understand this." But it doesn't, because it's not, you know, there's still plenty of time for training and workshops and learning the official route. But most people learn most of what they need to know on the job and in indirect ways. And so I wanted to help busy managers figure out many, many more ways that they can help people feel developed, be developed, and grow so that they don't leave.
Now, what your husband said was kind of interesting, because I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way, that I'm afraid to give out all the good stuff, then no one will hire me because they'll know everything I know.
No.
But that's kind of a myth, isn't it?
Yes. And one of the topics that I'll discuss today is having an abundance mindset, so that you're not thinking in this sort of zero-sum way and thinking that if you give away information or give away knowledge or give away anything, that there somehow is going to be less for you. But like I explained earlier, ideally when I'm consulting to an organization and they're trying to help me create a leadership development strategy and approach, that's not the same as to help them put on leadership development workshops.
Right.
That may be some part of their strategy.
Right. It's a component.
It's not the only thing.
Right.
So if they're approaching it as, okay, we need to have more classes for people, they're not seeing the full picture.
Right.
So ideally, there's still room for all of the work that I do, including that consulting. And so, in fact, I'm only giving myself more opportunities. Not
right.
Less.
It's creating opportunities. Yes. It's not taking them away.
Yeah.
And she has a podcast as well. Speak to that a little bit. Talk us through that.
I love podcasting. My podcast is called The Talent Grow Show. My company is Talent Grow. And it's focused on helping bring more insights to people who are in leadership positions or grooming themselves to become leaders, and cut down some of the skills that they need, to break them down into something very actionable. So it's a 30-minute format. Most of the time it's interviews with either people that are currently experts, authors, coaches, writers, people that have some kind of a point of view or an expertise. But I also interview people who are actually exemplars, leaders in the field, doing great work, developing themselves and telling about their stories, so that people that are listening can see that it's completely doable. Like the episode that was released this past Tuesday was just such a thing. This guy was not an expert on leadership. He's just a manager that got some really bad feedback that his management skills were not good.
Right.
And instead of wallowing in that, he figured out a way to make them better, and he shares his story.
Wow. And that's where they learn kind of from the horse's mouth. This isn't like a theoretical or some MBA person is telling them how it should be. This is just real life, and this is how it happened.
Yeah. Not all the episodes are that way, but all of the episodes are actionable so that people can actually do something that day, that week, to take their leadership skills to the next level.
And don't you just love talking to smart, passionate people?
I love it. Yeah. If I could just do that all the time, that's probably what I would do for a living.
That's what we decided.
That's
what,
exactly. Yes. That's why we're here.
I may take your job.
Well, we are looking forward to hearing your keynote and following your work. What is the best way for our listeners to learn more? Where they can find maybe your podcast or get their hands on one of these books?
Oh, thank you. Everything is on my website, talentgrow.com. And my podcast is also available, of course, on everywhere podcasts are found, like iTunes and Stitcher, and now on YouTube, and now on iHeartRadio. So there are a lot of exciting ways for people to listen to podcasts. And my book is on my website on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for helping us get today's broadcast kicked off.
It's been my honor. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. We'll be back in a few from Business Writers Conference 2016.